The Ben Ish Chai, in the beginning of Parashat Ekev, in this parasha he talks about the halachot of Birkat HaGomel. In Halacha Aleph he writes, Kodem sheyevarech Birkat HaGomel, yomar pasuk, odeh Hashem b'chol evav, besod yesharim ve'eda. Ve'achar kach yevarech, baruch ata Hashem, elokenu melech haolam, hagomel lechayavim tovot, shegemalani kol tov. We say to Hashem, thank you, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu, Melech HaOlam, Hagomel Lehayavim Tovot, the one who bestows goodness upon people who are Chayav. We are all Chayav, we all owe. And yet He keeps on doing good to us. That's Hagomel Lehayavim, say Anachnu, Chayavim, Tovot. Shegemalani Kol Tov. That Hashem, I thank Him that He gave me, that He performed a kindness with me. V'hashomeim omrim, ha'el shegemalcha kol tov, hu igmulcha kol tov sela. Right? That's the bracha that everyone gives a blessing to this person. Hashem, who did good for you, should you always do good for you. V'hu omer achareihem, amen ken yehi ratzo. So he says, it's a minhag before you say Hagomel to say the pasuk Odeh Hashem b'chol levav. The truth is, if you look in the Teilim, that's Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph, there is a first word to that pasuk, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Odeh Hashem b'chol levav, v'sod yesharim ve'eda. It's interesting that the minhag developed by most of the Sfaradim not to say Hallelujah, but if you say the whole pasuk, Hallelujah, Odeh Hashem b'chol levav, okay. כן, ככה נהגנו. הללויה, עודי השם וכל... צריך לזה. עודי השם וכל לבב, וסוד ישרים ועדה. There is a minhag by some ספרדים, more the North African קהילות, that they say three פסוקים before הגומל. רבי מאיר מזוז brings down, he says, three פסוקים על דרך עודי הודו יודו. מה זה? Odeh Hashem b'chol levav, that's me. I should thank Hashem. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chasdo, that's you. The person is telling the people, Hodu l'Hashem ki tov. And then, Yodu l'Hashem chasdo v'nifleotav livnei adam, that's them. And other people should say thank you to Hashem. So some have the minhag to say these three psukim before you say Hagomel, but the minhag of most of the Sfaradim, Odeh Hashem v'chol levav, sod Hashem v'eda, Baruch Ata Hashem, Hagomel l'chayavim tovot. Tzarich levarech bifnei asara. The halacha is, Hagomel has to be said in front of ten. Utre minayhu detanu hilcheta. Two of them should be people who are learned in halacha. Where do we learn that from? If you remember the Gemara in Brachot Nun Daled, learns it from the pasuk in Tehilim, in that mizmor where we learn Arba'a Chayavim Lehodot. So over there it says, Uv Moshav Zekenim Yehalelu. So Moshav Zekenim also has to be Talmidei Chachamim. V'tov Lizer Sheyu Shne Masar Ima Mevarech. So the best is that it should be 12 people, including the one who's saying the bracha, and two of them Talmidei Chachamim. But if he couldn't find two people who are Talmidei Chachamim, afilu hachi yevarech, still he should say the Birkat HaGomel, ve'en levatel habracha ba'avur ze. And you should not be mevatel the bracha because of that. Ve'nahagu levarech achar keriyat ha-Torah ba'tzibur, she'al harov nimtza sham tered etanu hilcheta. That's the reason, Tosfot says, in the Gemara Brachot, that's the reason why we have the minhag to save the bracha of Hagomel for after Kriyat HaTorah. Lechaora, mitzad the bracha itself, what does it have to do with Kriyat HaTorah? Lo, mikaro shel inyan ani omer. Chayav ki kacha nifsak ha'alacha. Aval b'musag shel Hagomel, in the concept of saying thank you, you should be able to get up wherever you are. Hey, in the middle of lunch, you find 10 people, and you say, Hagomel, ma baya? What's the problem? Aval, the halacha has been established that we say it after Kriyat HaTorah. Lama? Omer HaBen Ish Chai, because most of the time, by Kriyat HaTorah, first of all, you have 10 people, and also we assume that two of those 10 people know some kind of halacha, and therefore you're Yotze Yedei Chova. V'im berach bepachot me'asara, if a person said a gomel in less than 10 people, yesh omrim, Maran HaShulchan Aruch says this, yesh omrim shelo yatza yedei chuvato, v'yesh omrim sheyatza. It's machloket. Some say you're yotze, some say not. So what do you do if you did? V'tov lachzor ulvarech bifnei asara, beli shem u'malchut. Rav Ovadia also writes this, if you remember, we learned this. If a person by mistake said a gomel, not in front of a minyan, he should repeat the gomel in front of a minyan, but without shem u'malchut, ela yeharher shem u'malchut belibo. The Ben Ish Chai adds another important halacha, v'hamevarech belachash, havale keilu berach shelo bifnei asara. Hear what he says? He says, if you say a gomel quietly, even though you're standing in the Bet Knesset among the Tzibur, but if nobody heard you, it's like you said it, Beyachid. That's why it's very important when you say HaGomel, say it out loud so that everybody should hear you, not to yourself. If a person whispered it, even though he was Bet Tzibur, he should repeat again, Aval Belo Shemu Malchut, Bifnei Asara Beharamat Kol, V'rak Yeharher Shemu Malchut Belibo. The Ben Ish Chai does not bring the following halakha, but in Shulchan Aruch, he tells us what's the gvul zman, what's the limitation of the time of HaGomel. So lechatchila, very good, lechatchila 3 or 5 days. Lechatchila, a person has to try to say HaGomel within 3 to 5 days from, let's say, the nesi'ah, from the trip, or whatever the reason of the Gomel is. However, lehalakha, bediavad, if a person passed the 5 days, he can still say HaGomel. He can kol zman sheyirtzeh, even a month later. If he realized he didn't say HaGomel, he should say even a month later. So, lechatchila, within 3 to 5 days. Bediavad, afilu me'acher kol zman. He has to say HaGomel. Kacha Rav Ovadia Yosef is posek. Ha'asara yoshvim, the 10 people among whom we say HaGomel, have to be sitting down. Dichtiv uv moshav zekenim yehaleluhu. V'hamevarech omed. And the one who says the bracha has to be standing. Why is that? Mishum de bracha zohi bimkom korban todah, says the Ben Ish Chai. Because this bracha of HaGomel is instead of bringing a korban todah. V'hamakriv omed umakriv. The one who brings a korban, he has to stand while he's bringing the korban. Therefore, HaGomel has to be said while standing. That's why we don't say HaGomel at night, only in the daytime, just like the halacha is by korbanot, that a korban todah is only brought in the daytime. Uv'yom zivchachem, okay? Not in the nighttime. Ubediavadim berach balayla yatza yedechovato. However, bediavad, if a person said the bracha at night, he's yotze yedechovato. This is nogea. For example, sometimes women who gave birth, so, and they don't come to the Bet Knesset to say the Gomel. And really, a woman is chayav to say HaGomel. And she should come to the Bet Knesset to say it in front of a minyan. But if, let's say, she doesn't come, there's a minhag by many that during the Seuda, Seuda Toda'a, or Pidyon HaBen, or Brit Milah, whatever it may be, she says the bracha in front of the guests, if they have 10, who come to the house. And many times that's in the nighttime. Let's say Seudat Pidyon HaBen, it's at nighttime, or Brit Yitzchak, or whatever it is, that's nighttime. Bediavad, if you say the Gomel at night, you are Yotze Yedechova. Katan Pachot, one more halacha. Katan Pachot Mishlosh Esre Shanim, Kevan Sheigi Alachinuch Tzarich Levarech. A Katan, who is younger than 13 years old, as long as he's from the age of Chinuch, let's say he's 9 years old, he has to say the bracha of HaGomel in those cases where you say HaGomel. V'afal gav diyesh cholkim, even though there are those who argue, mikol makom b'makom diyika minhag levarech b'shem u'malchut yevarech, u'b'makom deleka minhag yadua yevarech b'li shem u'malchut mipene svarat ha'cholkim. So the Ben Ish Chai says, it depends on the place where you are, in the place where there is a minhag, that the katan, and that is the minhag of most people, that even a katan sheigia lachinuch says HaGomel b'shem u'malchut. And then in halacha, he hanashim chayavim bebirkat HaGomel. Women are chayav in HaGomel, v'yivarchu b'asara kede levarech b'shem u'malchut. V'im kashela levarech b'asara mechamat habusha, tevarech b'lo shem u'malchut. V'im ena yodat, yelamdu ota, ba'la o acher, ki bracha k'tzara. If she doesn't know the bracha, she should be taught the bracha. And the husband cannot say, Rav Ovadia adds in Halichot Olam, the husband cannot say the bracha v'gomel for her. She has to say the gomel for herself, and that's how she will be yotze yedei chova. Rabbi Chanina ben Akasha, Amir Atzah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach yobah laim Torah mitzvot, sheneimar, Adonai chafetz l'man tzedko, yagdil Torah v'yadir.